Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. One of the happiest times in the Maryland calendar is the month of May, when our delicious strawberries are just pouring in. With all the pick-your-own farms out there, there are few things nicer than taking the kids out to pluck a few pecks of sweet Maryland strawberries. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, there is a classic way for Marylanders to enjoy those berries.
Oh, and you're right, though. It's strawberry season, and it couldn't be any better. So the tradition, you know, if you really look back in the history books, is strawberry shortcake.
Yeah.
Now, Herman's Bakery, if you've not been there, on Hollowbird Ave in Dundalk, they make strawberry shortcake. But it's this layer cake filled with strawberries, and it seems to be prevalent in the city that that's what they think strawberry shortcake is, a cake with strawberry filling. It's really not. It's this drop biscuit or cut biscuit dish that's made individually and filled with strawberries and whipped cream. I mean, it's a simple, simple delight. There's the three basic components, the shortbread, the strawberries, and the whipped cream.
Right.
I say basic because everyone you talk to in Maryland has a different version of the shortcake, the berries, and the whipped cream.
Right.
I think a lot of people who bake have probably made some version of a shortcake. I mean, it's a biscuit for sure. And the most simplest one you could make is flour, baking powder, a little bit of egg, and heavy cream. You can mix up a batter. Here's something. I've spent a long time in my career sort of pooing the idea of self-rising flour.
Right, right.
By accident, we acquired 50 pounds of it. So I started trying to use it. And I can tell you, it is the best thing in the world to make biscuits out of.
No kidding. Wow.
I'm blown away. Uh-huh. And it makes life simple. There's no need to measure out the baking powder. And it's all, salt's already in there. So if you literally have some self-rising flour, a little bit of heavy cream, and an egg, you can make biscuits.
Now, some people like to mix a little bit of sugar in with that. What do you think of that?
Again, we can start going into the different real sort of versions.
Uh-huh.
The one that you're going to probably be very familiar with is with butter. Right? Almost
yes.
Like sort of cutting in butter
yes.
into the flour before we add the egg and heavy cream. A great biscuit, a bit richer, and again, could be made sweet with the addition of sugar. The further south you go, we're going to see butter substituted with lard.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there are, everybody's making, or Crisco, right?
Right.
The ultimate shortening,
right.
Which makes an incredibly good biscuit. I have to admit that. I almost enjoy the lard or shortening version better. The butter version to me tries to be pastry when it's not supposed to be.
Yeah.
But one that I've really become enamored with is the sour cream version, where all we do is a little bit of self-rising flour, some sour cream, and an egg, and you're done. And so dropping these biscuits onto a cookie sheet and baking them is no problem.
Right.
The next thing is the strawberries. There's the purest, where it should only be strawberries. Then there's the guys who add sugar to sweeten them up. And then there's the people who had everything else.
Right.
I think simple is best, but you can definitely play with them.
And when I shop for that type of strawberry, I want the little sweet ones.
Exactly.
I don't want the
one
big
that
ones.
And yeah. I don't care what anyone says, you have to hand whip the cream.
Yes.
Because you need to be at that point where it's not thick and not milky, but just sort of whipped enough that it will hold the softest of peak to be placed on top of these berries before you sandwich that biscuit on top.
And I don't like to sweeten the whipped cream.
Agreed. If everything else is in its proper proportion, it should be just cream.
Oh, that's great. We're going to put the recipe on our website. You can try it at home. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.